All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this.
And we're live.
Okay. Yes.
This is very exciting. You guys, it wouldn't be right if we had gone our whole entire pregnancies without podcast swapping once.
Yeah.
Y'all, I have Jackie fucking Schimmel here. She's about to go into labor.
Oh, yeah.
You're the hottest pregnant person I've seen in a really long time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I feel like this outfit, like I shouldn't be allowed to talk shit about anyone or anything in this outfit that I'm wearing.
Well, are distressed jeans still in right now?
Probably not, but like I'm going to stick with a distressed jean forever.
You know what I do love about you?
Huh.
You are so fucking consistent, not just in your personality, your thoughts, the way that you speak, the things that you say, but like you're consistent with your style too. Like,
yes.
Like I know when something is a Jackie item, even yesterday, because I've been really eyeing and I just can't decide whether I'm going to splurge on them or not. The yellow crystal Prada.
I just bought those.
Flat sandals.
Literally, I just bought them.
Taylor looked at me and she's like, they're so cute. She's like, they're so Jackie Schimmel. I'm like, they are Jackie Schimmel.
I had them delivered 3 fucking days ago. I can't believe you just said that. When you said yellow, I was like, I just got a pang in my vagina. I just fucking bought them and I tried to wear them this weekend and my foot's a little swollen.
Can I try them before we leave?
Yes.
What size are you?
8.
Yes.
Yes. I just bought
them. So now
them.
I can figure out if I want to splurge on them. See, I just love that I can, like, your style is so specific.
It's very embellished.
Yes, it's so embellished. And I love that you just fucking lean into it. Like, I can only do embellishments, I feel like, when I'm on stage.
Really?
I don't feel like I can fully get away with it in real life.
I like jeans, t-shirts, gold chains and heavily, heavily embellished jackets,
purses, bright color purses,
shoes.
You're not afraid of color. You're a color girly.
I am a color girly. Yeah.
See, I am just so beige all the time. And I hate that that's become popular because soon it's going to become then unpopular.
Mm.
And I'm just going to be left here being like.
But you're also very consistent. Beige. So once it expires, you'll still be on the kick.
I hope you're right.
Well, you are. I mean, you were before the kick and you'll be after the kick. You kind of created Coastal Grandmother.
Thank you.
I mean, doesn't it irritate you that everyone's like Coastal Grandmother season? Because I like found out about J. Crew.
No, what annoys me is that Sophia Richie has now made this like understated luxury, this classic way of dressing hip when I've been doing that for a while.
Sure.
And now I hate that eventually it's going to become out of style because I'm going to look like I'm late to the game when I've been doing it for
I don't think so. You've been in the public dressing this way. You've been a long time endorser of this aesthetic. Mm. I don't think that that's going to be applicable to you.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel angry with this whole new vibe since this vibe is the opposite of yours?
You know what? I know what I feel cute in, and it's not like a demure linen like a dress from Jacques Mousse. Like I don't look cute in that stuff. I like jeans, tank tops, gold chains, and sparkly accessories. Andrew says I dress like a rich fifth grader. And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I get like, I'm like, oh my God, there's the cutest crystal backpack with a matching LeMay bucket hat. He's like, you literally look like a fucking rich fifth grader. And I was like, I don't know that that's a bad thing. But beyond that, lots of jeans and t-shirts and gold Cuban link chains.
So you don't get insecure that quiet luxury is in right now?
Not really.
Nothing about your style is quiet.
No, it's not. I would love to be like that. Like I've tried it a couple times. It doesn't work.
See, I've tried to wear the bright, sparkly things in real life.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work for me.
If you don't feel cute in something, I feel contrived. I feel like it's not I feel like I'm like trying to be like with a low. I tried to do like a low pony a couple weeks ago with like a middle part.
Oh, I feel like that would look so cute.
And like a stud, like one stud.
Yes.
And like minimal jewelry. I like took off like a, I'm like barely wearing any jewelry right now because I'm so fucking swollen. But I felt like a walking sham of a human.
Okay.
I was like, oh, are we going golfing? Like, what's happening? Like, I just felt. You know when I felt that way? I was in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And I was at this hotel that is just very like old, crusty.
What hotel?
The Rosewood.
Okay.
And it's
I want to go there.
Fucking amazing.
I love old and crusty.
It's amazing. But everyone there is like wearing like a beige sweater draped over their fucking like Brunello Cucinelli, like a waspy pant.
Yeah.
And I'm walking through the fucking lobby looking like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking like. Like a goddamn, like a fucking, I'm wearing like a LeMay cover up, a bedazzled sandal. I'm going to the pool, but I'm wearing like a full blown 50 pound gold choker with like a hoop earring and a fucking clip, like just chaotic. Mm-hmm. But like, I felt like I looked so cute and like a fucking bright green bikini with my tits hanging out and like a body chain. I was wearing a body chain.
See, no, I love that that is your style. I love that you are just so you.
It wasn't great. I had a real epiphany as I was looking around at all these chic, elegant women with like a sensible sandal. And I'm like wearing like a fucking bedazzled wrap shoe. I mean, it's ridiculous, but like I felt cute.
Okay. As a pregnant woman, maternity clothes, yes or no?
No. I mean, this is annoying that we're doing this on video because I'm very fucking pregnant and I really do look like atrocious and I shouldn't be.
Don't. Like your limbs are the exact same size they were pre-pregnant.
But this is not like a great, like this is very made well. I look like very, but not made well. Do you know what I mean? I like those bump suits a lot. Like I love a unitard.
I see. I just.
We talked about this, but I love those fucking unitards. I'm like trying to be like cool and like young.
Yeah.
So I'll like wear like a full blown fucking leotard with like, I finally bought like those Adidas Sambas. Oh. I'm like trying to be like fucking.
I have them and I get complimented all the time.
Doesn't it make you feel young and fresh and sprightly?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
What That's color what did you get?
I got black and white and then I got pink.
Oh, see, that's so you.
Like a coral.
Okay.
With a little bit of a platform. So I've been wearing those. And then like, even though it's sweating, like I'm dying of heat and I have swamp ass, I'll like tie like a big, like cool band hoodie around my fucking belly and then put on a bunch of gold chains. I'm like, I'm so like young and fresh and cool.
You are young and fresh and cool. So those are the only maternity clothes you've bought, really.
I have one pair of jeans that I'm wearing today because I have nothing left to give and I cannot physically shove my ass into these bike shorts. I've been wearing a lot of bike shorts.
Okay.
And a lot of unitards. But for the pregnancy, only one pair of jeans and the bump suits.
See, this entire pregnancy, I've bought so much maternity, so many maternity clothes.
Really?
So many maternity outfits. And I know that is so basic and Pinteresty of me, but I don't fit. I'm not the type of girl that can just size up.
I like to wear like pregnant. Slutty clothes. Like I wanted to, I really like, I took it on as a personal mission to dress like a skanky ass pregnant person. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job of it.
That's great. See, that's all Bo asked of me. Mm. I can't do it. I rarely show the bump. Like this is risque.
Oh no, I'm like tits out like Rihanna. Like I've really lent into that.
I wish that was me. I just like couldn't get down with it. I feel like a beast. I feel like Santa always.
You have to just, but like, then if you're not dressing to the bump, then you just kind of look fat.
I do often just look fat.
People are going to love that. People are going to really, they're going to run with it. I don't care. So I'd rather look like a skanky ass hoe, you know?
It's just my ass has like grown, like it's like doubled in size. My thighs are chafing. I don't feel the best.
Mm, okay. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the thought of showing off anything.
Okay.
It's just... Fuck, I can't wait for this to be over. Do you feel like the world isn't like a great place for pregnant women?
In what way?
there's no fun to be had.
Oh, yes. Okay. In that way. Yes, I do feel that way. I think it's oppressive.
It is.
It's pretty oppressive. I mean, the maternity clothes, oppressive. The non-drinking, oppressive. Mm-hmm. The non-sushi, I mean, many of which I do not oblige by.
First of all, not that I'm here to give a pregnancy advice. I eat sushi.
Me too.
At least once a week.
Me too.
My doctor said it's perfectly fine.
Mine
in fact,
too.
It's good for you.
Same. What do they do in Japan?
Exactly. Just don't eat sushi from the 7-Eleven.
Sure.
Eat nice, good sushi.
And if our Rebecca from fucking, you know, Milwaukee, if you want to slide into our DMs and be like, wow, you couldn't make one sacrifice for the health and protection of your baby, I will drive to your fucking house. First of all, your kids probably fucking hate you. Secondly, you're a buzzkill and shut the fuck up. Unless you go to medical school, shut the fuck up. Because my doctor did and she said it's fucking fine.
No, the way
So fuck off forever.
I was so scared when I did call her daddy. Oh. And I talked about, I was like, yeah, I have wine every now and then. I was like, did I just fully admit that? Like, I'm going to be canceled all over again. Like that, I'm going down. Not one.
It's
not one person came for me.
It only takes one strong soldier to lead the pack. I was so happy when you said that because I've said that too. I was like, I have a glass of wine here and there. I'd have a glass of wine more if I didn't have so much terrible acid reflux.
That's unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate. And do you know that I went nearly my whole pregnancy? This one's going to go over well. I didn't know that Aperol was only 10% alcohol. I thought it was like a liqueur, like a 40%er.
Is that why I can drink it all day and all night?
It's only 10% alcohol. So when you really break down the science of an Aperol spritz, okay, I am in the medical field, it's kind of only like having a half glass of wine.
I love that for myself.
Because if it's half soda water, I've done the math and I talked about this with my doctor because she's like, you know, like if you want a half glass here and there, I was like, sure. Like,
no, I'm going to go home and tell Bo this.
Okay. Aperol is 10%. Prosecco, you can get like a low alcohol Prosecco.
Right.
Okay. Let's say it's 10%. And then you go heavy, 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 heavy.
With the club soda.
With the fucking club soda. I'm sorry. That's like having a chicken piccata.
That's like one of my favorite foods.
Which, by
Did
the
you
way,
know that about me?
No. Chicken piccata has vermouth in it, which has a higher alcohol content. Chicken marsala. Like if we're going to villainize foods as for pregnant women, let's talk about the chicken piccata. Let's talk about the chicken marsala. I love chicken piccata. High alcohol content.
I had no idea. Do you think that that's just like because I'm such an alcoholic in real life that like my body instinctively just knew that chicken piccata contained alcohol?
You're like,
therefore, it's one of my favorite
sauce.
It literally is one of my favorite foods. I could eat it every single night. I crave chicken piccata on the reg.
Vermouth, extra dry vermouth in the sauce. Everybody fucking knows that. What about penne alla vodka?
Oh, love that. That's the best sauce there is. Oh my God, I really am an alcoholic.
And people are like, it burns off. The bones are still there. It's still infused. It's infusing. So if you want to really slice and dice, let's get into that.
Okay. Well, no one came for me and I was shocked. Yeah. I want to ask you about your experience with mom shamers. I haven't really truly been mom shamed yet, except for I do have people coming for me about Hartford and the Chucho, the pacifier.
Oh God. Why? Like everyone needs to stay in their own
but
fucking
like,
lane.
This is just what I want to say. Mm. If you listening right now are one of those people who have messaged me and DM'd me about my daughter and the fucking pacifier, this is what I have to say to you. Don't you think I'm trying?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't you think I'm trying to wean her off of it? Don't you think I know all of these things? But don't you think I'm doing my best to survive?
Mom tribes are the new Al-Qaeda. I've been saying that for months. They're the worst. They're absolutely the worst. They're the worst.
No, I know. Like when I was pregnant with Hartford for the first time, I know for a fact this is not something you would do. Do you have the What to Expect app on your phone?
Of course not.
What?
No, I don't even know what that is.
You don't want to know what size, what fruit your baby is the size of?
No, I don't. I don't. And I don't want to know what size, like, I don't care. Like, she's a plum. I'm like, whatever. I'm borderline gestational diabetes. I don't know. It's not accurate.
Wait, but it's so fun.
What is it? Okay. Bib lettuce. What is it?
It looks like this.
I don't like it.
Oh, mine is a big head of cauliflower today.
That's so exciting.
Anyway, there's like a message board group on
here. Oh, no.
And every day.
Led by Osama bin Lindsay from fucking like
no, but
Louisiana.
Yes.
I can't. No, but
yes.
Yeah.
And every day when I was pregnant with Hartford, granted, I couldn't leave my house. So like it was dark times. You
right.
know?
And you were trying to like connect with like other. Yeah.
So okay. I would look forward to like 4:45 when I would like get the email being like today's message board. When I tell you it's terrifying.
Yeah.
The women are all fighting with each other. These people aren't even moms yet.
Yeah, no.
They are fighting with each other over the fact that they had a Subway sandwich.
Oh my God.
They are fighting over everything. It is so scary.
Yeah.
Mom shamers are so fucking scary.
The new Al-Qaeda. I've been at that. It's there's nothing more accurate. They're modern day terrorists.
Okay, but do they come for you every time you talk about how you're eating sushi, oysters?
Not as much as one would think, because as we know, I'm very reactive and I nip that shit in the bud pretty quickly.
Right.
So I don't have as much of that feedback because I think people know that I'm gonna fucking lose my mind on them.
I would be so scared to comment on your photo.
I mean, like
the way, the terror.
Yeah.
That I would feel.
Oh yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
At the thought of commenting something negative towards you.
I'll go there. Like I'm not above it. I'm not like above the fray. Like I will do the dance and I'll make it personal. Like I will any information if your profile is private, I will find you on LinkedIn or Facebook.
Have you done that?
Of course I have.
You've really gone on LinkedIn.
100%.
I'm into that.
Yeah, there's a woman named Christine from downtown Dallas and she said something about I shouldn't be allowed to have children and she feels so sorry for me and my baby and like just like terrible things. Like basically just like awful, awful things. And I found that bitch. I found her bio. I connected the dots. I went on her LinkedIn. I found out where she worked. I considered contacting the head of human resources at her company with a screenshot because I'm like, this is what your bitch is doing on the clock, by the way, because it was during office hours because I checked the company and where they're operating and their office hours and all of the things. She works in administration. I was about to go there, but then I just like got bored with it. But yeah, I'll take the time. I will take the time.
I love that. I really know
the names of all of her grandchildren and her two dogs.
Why is it always grandparents? Why is it always a grandmother?
Because they're bored.
No, but it literally is always a grandmother every time I click on something and it's like yelling at me about the pacifier or something I'm doing wrong. It is always a grandmother.
Yeah, it's like a generational thing where they finally like get a platform to voice their hot takes and they don't understand.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Let them have it, honestly.
No.
When anyone asks me, okay, like what are your top baby products that you have to have or couldn't pair it without, I always, always, always say the Hatch. We literally travel with it. I don't know if Hartford would actually go to sleep without the Hatch sound machine and nightlight. Like, I don't know that that would actually happen. Like, I wouldn't even dare to try parenting without the Hatch. So that would be scary. Shit. Okay. If you haven't heard of the Hatch, okay, the Hatch Rest is an innovative all-in-one sleep device designed just for kids. It's both a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your children. You guys, it is so easy to use. All you have to do is just download the Hatch app to your phone, and then you can choose like what color you want. There's like a variety of colors that you want your nightlight to be. You don't have to use the nightlight if you don't want to, but you can dim it, you can make it brighter, you can make it less bright, all through your phone. It's the easiest app in the world. You do the same thing with the sounds. And there's so many different sounds to choose from. We like to do the ocean sound. We also do the laundry sound sometimes, like the TV static. And you can just easily toggle it back and forth with how loud you want or like less loud. It is amazing. During the newborn stage, Hatch helps make for a soothing and comfortable sleep environment with continuous sounds like white noise, wind, rain, and lullabies. We also like to wake Hartford up from her nap. We'll change the Hatch to like the bird sounds. So she's hearing like tweet, 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 tweet. It's, you guys, it's so easy. It's so amazing. And if you don't have this as a new parent, You're missing out. Okay, right now, Hatch is offering our listeners up to 15% off your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/Stassi. So if you're ready for improved sleep for your kids and yourself, go to hatch.co/Stassi to get up to 15% off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/Stassi. And now, napping on the go is simple with Hatch's new portable kid sound machine, Rest Go, available in 5 dreamy colors with a battery that lasts all day. So check it out today.
Wait, can we talk about your maternity shoot?
Oh, sure.
And what the inspo behind that was. And I want to know how the reaction to that was.
To be honest, I have really cute ones that I will show you privately that will not make it on the gram, like real ones.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, I had just like popped over to a Zara and I like bought this like chainmail top because I was like, you know, like one day I'll be at Lollapalooza, like snatched with my baby and headphones, like whatever. And I had my bedazzled cigarettes, which somebody sent me, which is like the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll just pop this on and just see where we go. It was like the final hurrah of the pregnancy photo shoot. And I thought it would really upset people. And it did some. And so that was kind of that was the direction. It was just kind of an impromptu fuck off. Final fuck off.
How much do you get off on offending people?
Like pretty, like a lot. Like
I used to.
I like the friction and I just love, I love people who don't get the joke. Like it gives me like a little bit of a heart pang. You know what I mean? It gives me a flutter.
Yeah.
Because I just can't believe how fucking stupid people are.
But it's just getting worse and worse.
And they're only getting dumber and more emboldened to like share their 2 cents. And I just, you can't believe how dumb and how like finger off the pulse that people are. And sometimes I find that the more that I do it, the more that people get desensitized and it makes my life easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good point. I mean, you really have like, you are like a cult leader with your listeners and you've just like shifted their mentality. Like you've
psychological warfare.
Yeah, it is psychological warfare. Yeah. Like you've created like an army.
It's what I always say, what offends you descends you, which that's like my little like Schimmel shakedown. So it's like, then they feel bad if they're offended.
Oh.
So that's like a mind trick. I do that to myself. I do that to my loved ones. I do that to everybody. I'm like, that's like a you thing.
See, I can do that to my loved ones. I just like can't really do that to my followers or my listeners. I'm just like, I'm not you.
No. By the way, I'm a monster.
I know, but it's, you know, it's just so much fun to really to be that.
You know what? This is all I've got. This is it's all I have.
Jackie, I made a submarine joke on stage the other day and I got booed and I was just like, I tried.
You did. You got
booed? I tried one joke. My own audience.
No.
No, it's for real.
What did you say afterwards? I would have been like,
I laughed.
Fuck you.
No, I think I just said too soon.
Oh my God.
And I moved along.
Okay, that's the best
but
you can do.
I was like, no, my listeners aren't ready for me to
see.
To be
but
this
you know what? That's better. What I would have done is been like, raise your hand if you just fucking booed. Raise your hand. Get on the stage, and then I would have interrogated them one by one and be like, why did you boo that? Why did that offend you? What is wrong with you? Oh, are you like? I would. It would go too far. I mean, this is why I don't tour. I can't.
You were great on tour. This is the thing. No, I have a theory about you. Okay.
Oh God.
Listen,
okay. Have a sip of water. What?
I think you have one, like you are like the least insecure person I've ever met, but you have one thing that you're worried about.
Okay.
I feel like you don't want to seem too over enthusiastic about anything.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I mean? You killed it at being on tour, but you just don't want to admit or like lean too far into it. Like you need a dose of basic bitch. You know, you need a little bit of Taylor Swift in your life. You need to just really.
I am a new Swiftie, by the way.
I love that.
I'm a reform. Yeah. I'm like a new Swiftie big time. This is, You know what I really think it is? I'm lazy and I don't love going on tour. Like, that's really what it is.
I don't know.
That's the truth. It's not cute, but it's the truth. Like, I don't want to go stay at the Sheraton in Phoenix.
I don't
Phoenix.
Do that.
I know, but that's true.
I won't do that.
It's true.
No, that's my rule. I say, if I'm going to go on tour, I'd rather make a little bit less money and stay at nice places so that
yeah.
I have a great experience so that I can fully enjoy myself. Like, I want to make this the best experience I possibly can. So staying at the, no, I'm not.
I also had a looming death threat when I went on tour. So like, that wasn't super fun.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What was it?
I had a very serious death threat. Someone saying that it was my time to die, posting pictures all over the fucking internet.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Have you spoken about this?
Not at the time, because I didn't want to like feed the fire. I feel like crazy people just need to be like coaxed. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we have an eye on the situation. I think it's okay.
Wait, that's terrifying.
How scary is that?
No, and like really, truly.
And I did a show that was like 6 miles from their house. Yeah.
Why didn't you cancel that show?
You know, wallpaper's expensive, Stassi, and kitchens don't renovate themselves. So I risked it all. I risked it all. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I know.
I would have 100% canceled.
No, I didn't. I didn't, because I just bleed out for the craft. You know me. Workhorse. So maybe that tarnished the experience as well. But it's not my thing. Okay. It makes me uncomfortable.
I feel like you don't want to be somebody who relishes in the attention, because it's cringy.
It is cringy, and I don't relish in the attention. Like, I genuinely, it makes me very, like, I'm like, I know it's sound, I'm like getting embarrassed even talking about it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
The whole thing makes me uncomfortable.
Touring doesn't make me feel uncomfortable.
That's
at all.
Amazing.
It's
You love it. And I love it. I wish that I had that feeling as well.
I will never forget how you were able to just like have a party before you would go on stage. Like, I have to be like in silence, back in the dressing room, focused, going over what I'm going to do. You just had people coming in, visiting you. You were just not...
I wasn't
like you were a natural at it. You didn't have to be a weirdo about it.
No, but because I wasn't I can't explain it, but I wasn't in it in the same way. You know what I mean? It felt like I wanted to do anything that made it feel not transactional.
Okay.
So I was like, everyone come backstage. We're having martinis. Like, this isn't a big thing. Like, I was like, whatever. Like, I'm just going to go out there. Like, this sucks. Like, I suck. You know, like, I just didn't want it to be like a thing.
Yeah.
And then I was so embarrassed to have my friends come to see it, because I was just embarrassed.
What? You should be so proud of yourself.
No, I was so mortified. I'm like looking at my friends watching and I'm like, they like what? So it's just so embarrassing.
No.
I don't want them to think, or like my dad, like I didn't want anyone to think that I thought that I was like a big to do.
No, that's what it is.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you're scared of like the cringiness.
Because that's cringy.
It is. But like, you know what? Sometimes I am a big to do.
No.
Sometimes when I'm on stage and I'm selling out a venue, I'm allowed to say I am a fucking big to do. Tonight, right now, I am.
I should work on that.
No. Tomorrow morning, not so much. But right now, yes.
Okay. I love that. By the way, I am like a endorser of that type of energy and spirit, but that was not my headspace.
It's main character energy, which you have so much of.
Yes, but not on a stage.
Not on a stage.
That feels too, I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, everyone's going to talk shit about me. They're going to think that I think that I'm like fucking Oprah 2020 vision tour. And I'm a fucking moron, like talking about like Julianne and Derek Hough scissoring. Like, this is mortifying. Like, my best friend runs this massive company and like went to college when she was 16. And here I am like talking about my butthole. I think all of those things.
Yeah, but you're making the world a better place. You're bringing laughter.
So right.
Laughter.
You know, when you're right, Stassi. My philanthropy knows no bounds.
Whatever. Okay. I want to talk about your pregnancy.
Okay.
What has been the worst pregnancy symptom?
Heartburn.
Really?
Acid reflux.
That means that your baby's going to have a lot of hair in his head.
Oh God. I hope it's Andrew's hair. I can't afford her. Half of this is not mine. And I have to have it professionally blown out twice a week. I can't afford for this fucker to have my hair.
Okay.
I would say, yes, acid reflux, which I lovingly referred to as acid reflux for the first 4 months. Didn't know that that was not how it was.
Oh my God. Wait, me too.
Because
reflux. I know the way it's spelled, but you don't.
I didn't even know how
it
was spelled.
You don't say it like that.
I said reflex because yeah, I thought it was like a reflex. Like, no, get it down because it's acidic. Reflexes, cat-like.
Yeah.
That's been terrible. And that's pretty much it. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, at the beginning, I was like, I was like falling into the trope of being like the miserable pregnant person. It's been fine.
Were you sick at all?
No.
No nausea.
I had days where I was like very icked by certain things at the beginning. And I was just so nervous about being pregnant and so like, fuck? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what were you the most nervous about?
I was really nervous about being sick because I don't do throw up. So that for me was like the biggest head game of all time. And just like, I haven't seen a doctor in like, since my pediatrician. So when I had to start going to the doctor's office on a semi-regular basis, I was pretty sure that I was going to have like chlamydia, like something. Like, I thought everything was going to be wrong with me. Like, I was like, this is not like, I'm like, Andrew, go in the waiting room. So every time I had to go to the doctor, I was like anticipating bad news. And I was trying to like protect myself because I just couldn't believe that I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't fucking believe it. So that was very difficult for me at the beginning. Just like that rhythm of like anticipating bad news.
No, I get it. And like pregnancy, that's what pregnancy is. Everything and even now, is a new test, yeah. a test to potentially receive shitty news.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah, no, it's like when I think about like whether I would want to have a third baby, that's the one of the main things that makes me feel like maybe not, because going through every single one of those tests, like it's so scary.
It's so scary.
It's terrifying.
Oh yeah.
The 20 week scan. So fucking scary.
Oh my God.
Like that, it just, everything about pregnancy, it just, so I mean like pregnancy isn't for this world. Like, you can't even go on rides at Universal Studios.
No, but it's I did tell you, I went on a very tumultuous boat ride at 14 weeks where I was like, this is it. We were taking on water. It was like Cartagena. It was like, I was like Tinsley.
Cartagena.
That boat ride from the Real Housewives of New York with Tinsley being like, it's not that bad. That was me on a boat taking on fucking water in the Bahamas, like second trimester bitches. And then I was just, poof, poof, and I was like, and that's not happening anymore.
Did you have a real fear that something happened to your baby?
1000%.
Yeah.
There was like one moment in time we were like riding the backbone of the island and I got like 5 feet of air and then I just hit the deck hard. I thought I split from vag to asshole. And I was like, I don't know about what's going to happen next.
No. Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I will never forget my last pregnancy. I was just giving myself a pedicure and I thought I killed my baby.
Why?
Because I was bent over so much and I didn't feel her move for like 2 hours after.
Yeah.
And I thought that I smushed her to death because I was painting my nails.
I felt that way after a green papaya salad.
What's a green papaya salad?
Well, it's an abortion salad is what it is.
Oh, is it?
If green papaya, you're not in like in like third world countries as a form of contraception, they eat green papaya.
Wait, truly?
Yes.
Why did you eat it?
Because I felt like fucking Thai food. And then I was like, green papaya, that sounds familiar. And then I did a quick Google search after I just woofed a green papaya salad. And allegedly.
Just a casual green papaya salad.
Yeah, maybe subconsciously. I was like, I don't think that you're ready. But it was fine. It was fine. I took a pregnancy test the next day. I was like, oh my God. All I wanted was like a green papaya salad with little fucking peanuts on top.
Never in my life have I craved. I don't even know. Like, that's just such a specific thing to crave.
Now you know.
What were your cravings this pregnancy?
Oh, it's so boring, but like lots of watermelon and lots of like watery vegetables. Like,
fuck off.
I know. I'll lie. Hot dogs. I don't. That's what I craved. I wanted like ice cold crudité. Kill me. Stab me.
Wow.
Bury me alive.
That's why you look the way you do right now.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm a good eater in life. So I haven't felt like super ravenous during the pregnancy.
See, I have because really? I feel like I'm just like constantly starving myself normally.
So that'll do it.
So now it's like my time to like, just like, oh, every time I feel hungry, I have to indulge that because it's not just about me anymore.
Right.
If you are someone like me who wants to cook for your family, but just isn't a whiz at it, but actually wants to like go through the process of cooking, you guys, HelloFresh is for you, okay? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So you don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to look up recipes on Pinterest. You know, you don't have to spend all of that money getting all of these ingredients and like not even using all of it. That whole process is just so time consuming. I love that when you go to HelloFresh, you go to their website and you can choose from over 40 different recipes every single week. So you can choose what you want to make for dinner for your family. And you, once it comes delivered to your door and everything is so fresh and pre-portioned, so you don't have to like chop anything and all, there's no wasted food, no wasted food. That's amazing. So it comes to your door and you can cook with your family and you can make it a pleasant experience and you can feel like, you know, you're actually having that quality time cooking because I enjoy cooking. I'm just not good at it, which is why I like that HelloFresh, all the recipe, the instructions, it's all written out. Everything's there for you. So easy. And then everyone has a delicious new dinner that's like, feels like it's from a restaurant. Honestly, it's so good. They also have, which I think is great, if you're trying to count calories or eat healthier or you want more protein, they have a calorie smart option and a protein smart option for lunch and dinner options. They also have vegan dinners to choose from. So there's so many different things depending on what your dieting style is. And on top of that, there are sides, snacks. You can get so many different things to add to your weekly order. There's a curated selection of over 100 items. So go to HelloFresh.com/Stassi50 and use code Stassi50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/Stassi50 and use code Stassi50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
Speaking of the backlash from Caller Daddy, did you get anything about the Ozempic?
I mean, when you Google my name, it's like, that's the only thing.
Really?
It's a lot.
I'm anti-Ozempic.
Okay. Let me just say something.
Not
people who are...
People can do whatever they want. Shush. I would never take... Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
People who are naturally very thin and have never had to struggle with their weight aren't allowed to have fucking opinions.
That's true.
On people taking Ozempic. You're not allowed to have an opinion.
That is true,
You're
actually.
Just worried about everybody else being just as skinny as you, and then what are you going to have?
No. You actually... You know what? I think you're fucking right. I shouldn't weigh in on Ozempic.
That no, was you shouldn't.
But here's the thing. I personally... skinny bitch over here, I personally would not take it.
Because you don't need to.
No, I'm worried about the face.
All right.
That's my concern. I'm not really worried about the health or the diabetics.
I'm just kidding.
I am the face of gestational diabetes, okay? I can say whatever the fuck I want. I'm concerned about people's face because I think there is a certain point in time where you do have to pick, and I really feel very strongly about this. It's not about health. It's not about physique. It's about your fucking face. Jackie Schimmel cares about people's faces. And I just think that we don't know what's going to happen to the face.
What I think is...
I'm worried about it.
If your face starts looking like Ozempic face,
yeah,
get off Ozempic. You've gotten too thin.
I'm down for tapeworms, parasites, salmonella, all of the things. Okay. All of the fucking things. There's a place in Rome... I will tell you what pasta to get. You will shit your brains out for 3 fucking weeks.
What's in it?
It's a guanciale.
What the fuck is a guanciale?
It's a pork shoulder.
Okay.
Slightly undercooked. You don't even want to know what came out of my asshole. Like, I have never been thinner in my entire life. Me and Andrew both shitting our brains out for 3 weeks.
I love that life. I love a diarrhea life.
I you know, I had never really had something like that. And at the beginning, I was like, this is terrible. But, you know, this is how I know I'm crazy, okay? Like, locked and loaded. I was in the height of my parasite, okay? Roman parasite. Mm-hmm. And I got on an airplane and I woke up that morning and things were bad. Bad, bad. It hit me like a ton of bricks. But I couldn't reschedule my flight. And I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, Jackie, you are getting on that motherfucking flight, okay? And you are not going to shit yourself. I did not have one sip of water. I did not have one bite of food. I did not go to the bathroom once. I clenched for 13 fucking hours like a goddamn soldier. And then I came home and whew, a river runs through it. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite places to go number two is on an airplane. So, like, why did you
Do you like the pressure of the...
No, I just think that it's, like, so loud. It already smells already. Like, they never smell good anyway. So, like, I'm never going to see these people again. Who fucking cares? Like,
do you take your time or...
No,
I
don't take my time. But,
okay,
like...
That's good.
But, like, I... don't care. Like, I can't go to the bathroom in an airport bathroom because it's like a little more quiet. Like, it just, no, like I, there's just something about an airplane in flight.
Okay.
In flight. Okay. You can't be like when it's like on the runway.
Right.
In flight that like, no, it's just like the loudness. Like there has to be noise around me to be able to go to the bathroom.
I like public restrooms. I love public restrooms.
Even when they don't have music playing.
I'll wait it out. Yeah. I'll wait out till there's like three rounds of people that come in and out so that I'm still like anonymous.
See, when I tell you that's the worst part of being somebody who's well known. Mm. No, like my number one complaint about it is like
they know you're blowing up the bathroom.
They know it's me. Like it's like you never know who knows of me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a superstar, but it's like the real, it's like that D-list reality star that like you want. I'm exactly the type of celebrity-ish person that you want to make fun of for blowing up a bathroom.
1000%. You know? I would co-sign on that. But there is a rhythm that you can partake in where you go in and then you assess the shoes, obviously, underneath the stalls. And you wait for a full rotation of people. So you could be in there 2 seconds. Once there's all new shoes, there's a new lineup. There's a new lineup of bathroom attendees. I typically wait for like 3 cycles of shoes.
Okay, I guess.
Because I don't like the pressure and I don't want people to know what I'm doing. I always take the handicap stall. Presidential suite.
You're allowed to. You're pregnant.
Not pregnant. I still do that.
Wait, no, that's like one of my worst fears, to take a handicap stall.
And then you see the wheels.
And then I see, no, I can't do that.
I've been there before.
I'm way too polite.
I know. It's really awkward. And then you don't know what to do. That happened to me at the Topanga Mall once. And I felt so terrible. But it was the only one that was open. And I really have so many problems with my bowel movements that I needed this. I need this space for the serenity. Like I need space because I get sweaty. Like I get nervous. And then I heard the wheels. And I was like, I was like, oh my God. And I was like,
or like a mom with her kid in a stroller and like,
I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I care about the wheels.
You will.
I saw a caretaker and I saw an old woman with brittle little ankles. And then I started thinking about my grandma Gloria. And I was like, oh my God, I am like of able body and spirit. And I am just taking my sweet ass time in this handicap stall. And now what do I do? Do I walk out of there dragging a leg? Do I do a tuck in job with one of my arms? I don't know.
What did you do?
Well, I had a few moments where I was like, I could wrap this up and we can make eye contact, or I could just wait it out long enough where she has to go find another restroom. But I did the right thing. I wrapped it up and I averted eye contact and I just made a quick dash to the sinks.
I would have addressed the situation.
I would have said,
I'm so sorry. There was like a long line and this was the only one that was open. And I was about to shit myself. That's what I would have said.
I should have done that. I was so ashamed of myself because all the other stalls were open. I had sat through like 17 rounds of people, like the after lunch crowd. Everyone went back to go pick up their kid. Like there was no reason. There was nothing I could have done except looked at her and been like, Gertrude, I just, baby needs her space. Oh. I haven't chat in days. I just needed the wiggle room, you know?
Oh.
So I just, yeah, it was not my finest moment.
I'm sorry for that experience.
It was traumatizing.
Do you have a birth plan?
No.
Not at all.
No.
I didn't have one either.
I've been sent a lot of PDF prompts from my girlfriends, and I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, I don't even know what the options are, and I like to go in blind. Like, I don't want to know.
Okay. No, I feel you. See, my whole mentality was like, I just don't want to build something up just to be disappointed.
Same.
So I'm just going to go and let my doctor tell me what to do.
Like, that's how I feel.
What needs to happen.
Right.
Okay. Well, have you already packed your hospital bag?
Yes.
I'm surprised you already have.
Well, I was told to.
Okay.
By the doctor.
What's in it?
I have black pajamas because in case I have like little leaks.
Yeah.
I have diapers, postpartum.
Oh, for yourself.
For myself. I have some cooling maxi pads. I have some weird wipes. Like, all my friends have really treated me like a degenerate teen mom. Like, they're like, I get these packages every day. I'm like, these women really like A, love me, but also B, like have no faith in me as a human. Because I'm just getting like Ziplocs, like bring to hospital. This is for your tits, blah, blah, blah. So I have, I obviously have my oil diffuser with the Langham scent. Mm-hmm. I have like two outfit options for the baby. Mm-hmm. Because I was told to bring those. I have socks, long charging cords, some snacks, face masks, an ice roller, a fan. And flameless candles.
You really are bringing flameless candles.
I like a vibe.
I feel like that would have been something that you would have made fun of me for doing.
For sure. For sure.
I didn't do that.
I have candles lit all the time. I need a vibe.
No, I do too.
I need a vibe.
I feel very strongly about candles.
Yes.
Okay. The flameless candles don't do the same.
I just need a good lighting concept.
I just feel like it's impossible in a hospital anyway. Like,
they don't have dimmers.
I mean, I did give birth in not the brightest light. So someone must have dimmed it for me.
Like, I wanted to bring like something that we could drape over the ceiling to have the light be a more amber hue.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know about light bulbs and shit. Those light bulbs, those are specific light bulbs. I like a low hue.
Okay.
Not because of I just don't want it to be so sterile hospitally.
Yeah.
I need like low light, and then I'm going to bring headphones and I'm just going to dial it the fuck in like full Patrick Bateman, American Psycho.
Wait, so you're going to wear headphones while you're pushing?
Yes.
And what are you going to play?
You know, I've got two playlists. I have one that's just like my bops, you know, and then I have one that's like a little more ragey.
But why the headphones?
Because I want to be like disconnected from everybody else in the room.
But you can't be because...
Oh, well, I'll go transparent on one of the ears.
Oh, okay.
So I'll click it in and click it out. You know what I mean?
Okay, tell me like your number one song that you hope to be playing while you're pushing.
Papa, don't preach. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God. I don't know. I think it's going to depend how I'm feeling. Like, if I'm feeling like, fuck, like this is like if I'm feeling like chaotic.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Celine Dion, New Day Has Come. I'm just kidding.
Oh, so excited.
No. I probably will want to listen to like a blend of Haim, Tyler, the Creator, 1975 ASL with like some weird old school Janet Jackson.
Oh God, you're so eclectic and hip.
So eclectic. So hip.
You know, my full intention with Hartford was to play the Greatest Showman soundtrack while I was pushing. It didn't happen, but like
that's dark.
Hugh would have been right there with me.
Or like Eye of the Tiger. Like I could, or like Ja Rule or DMX. X gonna give it to you. I don't know. I have no idea where we're gonna go. Return of the Mac. I don't know. I gotta see how like where I'm at.
I want to know how many women or what percentage of women actually follow through with listening to music while they deliver their baby, because I ended up going in like full silence. Like I didn't want anything. I was really? Like, zen the fuck out. I need everyone to shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear any music. I just want to do this. I just want to focus.
Like, music will help me focus, I think. Imagine I'm like listening to my own podcast as like as I birth my baby. I'm like, God, that's so underrated. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I will want it like full sterile silent, but I don't think so. I think I need like, I'm very sensitive to silence.
Really?
Yes. I hate it. I like having every TV on the Sonos. Like I like noise, and my baby likes noise because he's lived through a renovation with jackhammers all day, every day. So it could be soothing. Maybe I'll get into Korn with Kay. not my preferred listening choice, but I could get into it. I don't know.
Korn is so like me. I feel like it's my age. You're younger than I am, right?
Not by much.
Really?
I'm going to be 33.
Yeah, I'm 35. I feel like that, like Korn was like when I was like 9 or 10 and like the cool dudes, like they listened to Korn.
What about like
that was such like a
Taking Back Sunday. Like me and Andrew were shuffling the other day and all of a sudden it was like, your lipstick is color. Don't bother, Angel. And I was like, let's bring this shit back. Like this is fucking, it's so bad, but it's so good. And then like Fallout Boy came on and it's like, sugar, I'm going down. And Andrew's like, this is kind of sick. And I'm like, I kind of like it too. Like we didn't turn it off. We just like let it ride. And I was like, we got to put these windows up. We're in a red light and someone's like watching us, like listening to fucking 2005 Fallout Boy. They're gonna be like, those two broken energy, but we were just loving it. Some 41. Like I was like, this is great. We bring it back, put it on the house playlist. Love it. Huge vibe.
Wait, are you going to get an epidural?
Fuck yes.
When I tell you, okay, it was so much fun. And I've really? Just been like thinking about it. I think about it daily, how much fun it is to get the epidural.
What and does just, it like, feel like?
It feels just like euphoria. Like all of a sudden you're just like so relaxed. Nothing hurts. You can't feel your contractions anymore. You're just like chill.
Oh,
and
that's
just
so like, nice.
It's so nice that like women who want to just like do this without help.
Why?
I've tried to understand.
Yeah.
I really would like to like talk to somebody. I mean, I've tried actually talking to people, not on the podcast, just like in private, but like, why? What is the motivation for wanting to do this without any pain medication?
It's like a hero complex.
Like, I don't understand. Like to prove something to yourself. Like, I don't know. Like since the beginning of time, human beings have always been trying to find a way to lessen pain during certain experiences. Like, it's not like this is anything new.
No.
Like, it's not like, yes,
shoot
the epidural
up,
might
honey.
Be new, but like, they were always trying to come up with ways to make things less painful. Why, when we finally have the ability to make it not painful, are we going to like run away from that?
I don't understand. We've already had to carry these fuckers in our stomachs.
Yes.
And like get hemorrhoids and lose our labias. And now like in the final inning, like you want to be the fucking champion of the world. Like I did it, you know, sans epidural. Beast mode. Like, fuck off.
No.
Give it to me. I will take the legal maximum.
I fully don't understand it. And I want to so badly. Like, part of me, the only thing that I can, like, relate to is, like, maybe they want to feel connected to, like, people in the Tudor times.
Ew.
No.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
No,
olden
I don't.
Day people.
That's so weird. You know what's so weird that I think about every day of my life is that Simon Van Kempen, Alex McCord's husband from The Real Housewives in New York, ejaculated himself at the birth of his son.
What?
You don't know this? Okay. Simon Van Kempen ejaculated during the birth of his son, Johan, from Johan Face on the beach, Kelly Ben Simone. Johan Face was bukkakied from his dad.
Wait, how do you know this?
It's everywhere. Google it.
Was it on? It wasn't on Housewives.
No, it was. It was published in their parenting book memoir.
So,
did I he probably took it too far with the baby
did
bukkake?
He
but whatever.
Touch himself?
No, he just climaxed.
He just got hard,
allegedly,
and came
in his pants. He said it was such a euphoric experience. He was so overrun with emotions that he realized that he had fully ejaculated himself during the birth of their son. How do you feel about that, Stassi?
I will never be the same.
I know. I like, it's crazy to me that people don't know that.
I will never be the same.
It just got lost.
I just want to like stop this podcast and go immediately home to tell Bo.
Is that crazy? Like, can you imagine if Bo did that?
Bo wouldn't even look.
No.
No, like, Bo stood up here and held my hand.
Yeah.
There was no looking or anything like that.
No.
No.
And they tried to make it like this like beautiful experience. Like the way that they phrased it and like and shared that information with the world via their book, like trying to make that like this beautiful moment of this release is disgusting.
I miss them
every day of my life. I had this moment on my rewatch of Roni during this pregnancy when I was walking around without baseboards and like open like just things in my wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I am Alex McCord.
It's always wonderful to be photographed.
It's always
an honor.
The best. Well, she with the pinky out, and when she's talking about her the oil money from her family, and the fabulosity in Brooklyn, and they're like at a picnic table with like one rogue. They were perfect.
No, you know,
we deserve them.
I need to start over.
You have to start over.
I haven't since I got fired from Vanderpump Rules. I have not watched Housewives.
Yes,
I think it's time. Really.
Why? Triggering?
Yeah, because I used to be so in the Bravo world that like now it just feels like, oh, it's something that I used to be part of that I didn't choose to leave it.
No, I think you'll enjoy it more.
You think?
Removed. Yes.
I don't know.
Because remember, anytime you had something that was being filmed when you were on the show, I never wanted to come.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to fly too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Because I had already broken my rules by being friends with you. Because that's not... I had already, like, compromised my personal set of rules. Because I did not... this is something that I enjoyed from the convenience of my home. I never wanted to put my foot in the fire or fly too close to the sun.
Yeah.
So anytime you had, like, a birthday or whatever, like, I was like, I'm in too deep. Like, I don't want to know.
Yes.
I don't want to know what's going on here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So because of that, like the joy that I've experienced from a distance, that's what makes the show so beautiful.
Okay.
I really think you should rewatch it with fresh eyes, removed from the experience.
I feel kind of like a loser though.
What? Rude.
I do. No, meaning like because I was a part of it and then I like, because I didn't make the decision to leave.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That decision was made for me. So I feel
because
like
you
a
got
loser.
Canceled on my show. Yeah.
Yes. So right. I feel like a loser, like still hanging on to something.
No, you need like to compartmentalize. You're not living. No. We need to like rewire the brain.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with you. You're being a bit of a narcissist, quite frankly. You were never part of the Real Housewives franchise. Not really. So technically, you're making this about you, and it's not about you, Stassi.
Okay.
You need to differentiate. Okay. You had your time on a show. You're not on that show anymore. This is a different... This is a different fucking show that you were never a part of, that you get to watch with fresh optics for the first time. You just got rebirthed. You just got given a gift.
Okay.
You need to rewatch it.
Okay.
With fresh eyes.
Okay.
Stop inserting yourself. It's unbelievable. I always say, if I had three wishes for the world, okay, not world peace, not to world hunger. It would be that every person in the world could witness with fresh eyes for the first time The Real Housewives of New York start to finish. Like they never saw it. When I meet people that are like, I've never seen it. I'm like, what? Do you know, me and my sister, the only time that we've got like really had friction in the past like 5 years is when she refused. She's like, I don't like reality television. I was like, listen, you little dumb cunt. You need to watch Real Housewives in New York or we're going to run out of things to talk about. We're not going to be very close. And she started watching it. And she said, you know what? She called me. She said, Jackie, thank you so much. This has like been the best experience of my life.
I remember just how good it is.
Right.
Like, I've watched it 3 or 4 times over.
But you need to watch it again, because you haven't watched it since you have been removed from the franchise.
Yes.
But this will make it more enjoyable for you.
Okay. Do you think that Alex McCord's coming back?
I would.
Do you think she's been asked?
She lives in Byron Bay. So? She's a psychologist. I know a lot about I keep up. I know she's back on like the Ultimate Girls Trip thing.
Oh, have you watched it?
No, I don't really watch those ones.
But it's, but what? I mean, I don't either, obviously. But like, that just seems right up your alley.
No, I don't like a diffusion brand.
Are you excited about the new New York Housewives?
Not really, but I will watch it. I'm gonna give it a shot.
I'm scared that it's gonna give and just like that.
I'm so afraid of that as well.
Have you watched the first two episodes?
I haven't.
Jackie?
So bad.
It's so sad.
It's
so horrible.
Like, how does this happen? I'm still so upset about The Idol because I was so looking forward to that show.
I want to watch that. You didn't like it?
It is an abomination.
Okay, so I shouldn't even try.
No, you should watch it. You should 100% watch it. But you need to know that it is fucking garbage.
Okay.
It is garbage on a cracker. Like, there is not a morsel of that show that is smart or well-written or like you can't even, you know how sometimes like things are so like smart and intellectualized that they go over people's heads.
Yes.
Where it's like, no, like the simplicity and there's like a deeper meaning to the simplicity or the lack of plot line or the how or the why.
That's not this.
That is not applicable here. It's not, I don't profess to be super smart, but this is the dumbest shit you've ever fucking seen. It's cringy. It's exploitive. It's like a blasphemous display of abusing consumerism.
Okay.
It's garbage.
Wow.
Garbage. It is the cheapest, it's cheap as fuck. I feel really,
she likes it.
I love it. I feel so strongly about it because it's so disappointing. Like, I'm very disappointed in Sam Levinson.
Okay.
Because I think Euphoria is fucking genius.
I haven't seen Euphoria.
It's really good, but it's dark.
It's dark. I don't like watching shows that make me sad.
I'm with you on that. I like to keep it super light and fluffy, but Euphoria is incredible. And it is so smart and it's so well written and it's just like, it's so good. So the fact that this came out, this is like, it's like, it makes me mad.
Did you watch the first season of And Just Like That?
I did.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to get on this. I'm going to need to hear your thoughts.
Like Che Diaz, I can't even, I don't.
I feel the same, except they became likable in the last two episodes, in these first two episodes.
I fucking hope so.
They became the most likable part of this series because I just can't stand anything else.
Well, they needed a rebrand because the comedian shtick and the podcast shtick and the whole thing. I was like,
oh my God, Jackie, when you watch the, oh my God, the podcast is a full blown storyline, like the biggest storyline ever in the second episode.
Is it going to put me into labor?
It will.
Okay.
When I leave your house, I'm going to need you to just go put this on. The way that this storyline is so not factual, like nothing about this would ever happen on a podcast for a podcast network with a podcaster.
Carrie is a podcaster. Is this correct? How do we feel about that as podcasters?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, I hate the fucking podcast storyline, but it gets so much worse.
Oh God.
It gets so much worse.
Oh God. I don't know if my bowel movements can handle it.
No, you need to, because I need to be able to talk.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it tonight. I've been saving it because I know, like, I know the cringe factor is there, and I just like have been gauging what I'm ready for.
It's horrible, but like I'm still so committed.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
Jackie, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Oh, you are so welcome.
I just can't believe, let me just be cheese right now.
Okay.
I just can't believe we're pregnant and pregnant with boys at the same time.
Can you believe it?
Like, no.
Like, what the fuck? What's going on?
It's so fun.
It's so weird.
We can have a little baby date.
We can, and we will. It'll be cute.
And I feel like it'll be the most fun baby dates because we just have the same vibe and not giving a shit.
We can just like put them in little baby baby harnesses and tie them up to like a little light pole and just have Aperol spritzes.
Yes.
Just put them in some like arm pads and helmets and let them run in a circle while we drink.
Thank you so much for doing this. You guys, go listen to The Bitch Bible. Follow Jackie Schimmel at Jackie Schimmel. Mm. Anything else?
No. No.
She's about to go into labor.
Yeah. You guys, send lasagnas.
I'm so glad I got to see you before. I'm going to buy you a baby journal, okay?
Okay.
So at least you can like journal your first few months as a new mom.
Oh my God, I'm totally going to do that. I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. And send me those Mormon candles.
Bye.
Bye.